Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, every 4th of July for the past few years, we've had to be hit over the head with pictures from Michael Rubin's white party, where all of the celebrities gather wearing white and just show us how pretty they are and how much things they have that we don't.
He's got a great photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Like every photo and I looked at every photo because I'm just.
Oh, like, go to his. If you want to see, like, the whole. His Instagram has a full on movie. And
yeah.
It's stunning.
It's
anyway.
Wild.
Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, all of the Kardashians, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, Drake, Jake Paul, Machine Gun Kelly, Odell Beckham Jr., Camila Cabello, Megan Fox, excuse me. Performances by Shaboozy, Mary J. Blige, and Lil Wayne. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were there together.
What?
I don't know what that means, but they were there. Leonardo DiCaprio, Beyonce, Usher, Kevin Hart, and Robert Kraft, who drove off in the Bentley that Ruben got him for his 80th birthday. You might remember that story from a couple years ago.
There's a lot of money in that room.
Festivities began on Wednesday with a beach volleyball game led by teams consisting of Tom Brady and CJ Stroud. Brady lost, just FYI.
Do they... Is this like a deal where you take the kids with you
no.
and then they're with the babysitters at night while you go to the party?
Well, I have no idea what people with kids
bring
do.
The,
but,
yeah. So, I mean, I know there's no kids at the white, at least I didn't see any photos.
There's
of any
no kids. There's no entourages. You're not allowed to bring anyone except the person on your invitation, full stop. It is very, it's like 300 people. The list is super tight.
Right.
And it's people from all manner.
But it's 4th of July weekend, which is usually a big family weekend for most people. So.
I'm
bet
sure they don't care.
I bet the kids come with to where is this? Like Long Island?
The
or
Hamptons.
The Hamptons. So I bet the kids come with. They have childcare for that night.
I think you're adorable. They fly in for the thing and then they fly on back. Kim Kardashian was in LA the next day.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know that they uproot their whole life for a few hours of party. But
yeah,
what do I know?
I guess they have a little bit more
what
funds
available. What do I know?
They travel a little differently than
we'd be like, Barrett, could you babysit our friend's kid? Because we want to go to this party where everybody wears white.
Yeah. I don't know if the billionaires are all packing up the minivan and heading to the Hamptons for the weekend.
And you're going to have to say to your sitter, I'm not getting home until 6 in the morning. Is that cool with you? Thank you. Not in attendance, Bill Belichick, but he was on a different island on Nantucket.
Yes, Nantucket.
He was there with Jordan Hudson, his new girlfriend. Friend?
Not new.
Well,
2 years.
They met 2 years ago.
No, the stories are that they started dating 2 years
he
ago.
He met her on an airplane 2 years ago.
And started dating immediately.
Whatever. Okay, whatever.
That's just a rumor.
He is 72. She is 24. Here we are. But apparently the big story is that they're wearing matching rings on their left index fingers. I don't know what that means.
They had their fitness rings. You know, like it's almost like a Fitbit, but it's for your finger. And it keeps track of all that, like, cardio workout stuff.
No, hers is silver.
Yeah, that's what I think they're different colors of the same brand of fitness.
So you're trying to suggest to me this is not romantic, that they're trying to work on their fitness.
Yes.
How dare you ruin it?
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Nobody asked.
Don't you realize Bill Belichick is what peak male performance looks like?
Don't you know that promise rings go on your left index finger? Come on, play along, buddy.
Sorry.
And while I don't like to tell stories of like this until they are absolutely confirmed, however, it seems multiple sources are confirming to People that Margot Robbie is pregnant. She and husband Tom Ackerley might be expecting their first baby. No, they have not released a statement, but a lot of people in the know have. And if it is true, I wish them nothing but congratulations.
Good for her. I'm sure that will be a very ugly baby.
From the 617, Kennedy,
yeah.
I pay good money for a reality show where billionaires have to take minivans to the Hamptons on a holiday week.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
I'll pitch it to Bravo.
Celebrity daycare.
Millionaires in minivans. Tuesday nights at 7.
Followed by toddlers and tiaras.
Would watch. And Taylor Swift made Travis Kelce cry this weekend. Why, you ask?
Why, Kennedy,
well,
I ask?
She's just Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the segment of her concert, she will sit down at the piano and play songs or do a mashup of songs that you've never heard before.
Right.
And Saturday's show, she did Mary's song and then two others mashed together that I'm forgetting now, and I feel bad about it. But in any event, one of the lyrics to the song says, I'll be 87, you'll be 89, I'll still look at you like the stars that shine. And you can see him on somebody's TikTok just wiping tears off of his face. Everyone is convinced they are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that for what it's worth.
I would believe that.
Dirty was a service of Shaw's and Star Market, and that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.